I'm Rio Mangini. I play Austin in the new Paramount Plus show, Wolfpack. It's coming out in January. And this is Young Entertainment Magazine.
Awesome. Well, hi, I'm Daniela with Young Entertainment Mag. We're so excited to chat with you today. Thanks again for joining us. We're so stoked to have you. How excited are you for everything that's happening for your career?
Extremely excited.
Yeah.
Everyone's very passionate about this show.
Yeah, it's amazing. Can you tell us a little bit about like how you got the role and how the show kind of came about for you?
Sure. Well, I actually auditioned for two other roles. I auditioned for Everett, who Armani is now playing. And I also auditioned for his best friend, Connor, who's now played by Sean Philip Glasgow. And those two are like way more suited for the role anyway. I remember reading Everett for Everett like a few times, and Jeff every time was just like, this isn't it. I don't know if this is the right one for you. I read for Connor, which just wasn't the right fit at all. And then I read for Austin. It was like a short tape too. Like I remember I was getting home from a commercial shoot and I got the tape for this third character I was reading for the show. And I was like, okay, cool. But I also had like a party I had to go to in like 30 minutes. So I was like, hey mom, quickly, let's just like get this tape done. Let me just memorize real quick and let's get it done. So I got it done in maybe like 20 minutes. And then next thing you know, I think, I don't know, maybe like a week later, I heard that was in the show.
Amazing. Okay, this is just a thought right off the cusp here, but you said you had like 20 minutes to do this audition tape. Do you feel like, because I used to act, so I totally get the whole space and what like the last minute auditions are like. Do you feel at all like maybe it was like less pressure because it was like you had to go, and so it was just like you couldn't overthink it. You had to make the choices for the character. You had to get out the door. Do you think that had anything to do with it at all?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think it also carried into the way I worked on this show. I remember for a show I did in 2017, which it's on my mug that I'm drinking tea out of right now. I did a Netflix series called Everything Sucks. And for that show, I had a character sheet that I wrote down, like 2 pages of just how he is, why he responds to things the way he does, what music he likes, because music was very important to the show. And I was doing all this. And I was doing something similar with Austin, but not nearly as much like written work. I think I was purely doing this role based on gut instinct. That's how I did the audition. That's how I did the rest of the show. Just like everything was a mental game for me.
Yeah.
Like just because I didn't know much about my character going into it. And throughout pretty much the entire season until episode 8 comes around. And I'm thinking to myself, like, because we only get the episodes like a week before we're about to shoot, which was like, it's like we're watching the show as it unfolds. It was like really entertaining. So each time I'd get a script, I'd just think the work was all up here, and I just became listening to my instincts.
Totally. I bet you like that allowed for a lot of like who you are as a person to just shine through the character, which was probably really fun.
I guess so. I'd say Austin is definitely an amplification of some of my insecurities, I'd say, because he's way more of an intense person than I am.
Interesting. So that's got to be fun to play then.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Can you give us a summary of the show, what it's about and how your character fits into it?
Sure. Well, in the trailer, you see a wildfire. That's kind of what the whole show centers around. There's this wildfire. All the animals are like running out of the woods. And there's this mysterious force in the woods that takes a hold of this group of teenagers. And the sheriff's department is involved. Arson investigation is involved. That's what Sarah plays. She's an arson investigator.
Okay.
And it's all these people kind of having to deal with this very unfamiliar situation, but it's familiar to a few people in the pack.
Wow. Okay, cool. I'm so excited. That sounds really, really intriguing. What do you think makes this show different from like other supernatural shows and series?
I think it still has those like supernatural teen show tendencies, but I think it has more grounded implications. Like I know whenever Jeff would talk with us about the show, he would express that it's sort of about, it's his response to how teenagers have dealt with separation in the past few years, like with California wildfires and the pandemics and anything like that. And he wanted to make a show about people coming together. And for me, the show is, for me, what I took out of it was more a lesson on growth, because I remember while shooting the show, I was there for like 4 months. They were shooting for probably like, actually not that much more, like 5 months, but there for 4 months. And it taught me so much as a person, as an adult growing up. This is one of my first shoots I've done without my parents involved. I'm 20, I turned 20 on the show.
Oh, cool.
And I think it was just a lesson on maturity and just a great lesson on growth for me as a human. And the show definitely deals with that too. Cause for me, it's about these kids and even the adults too, who have to deal with the situation that's unfamiliar to them. And they have to find a way to adapt. They can't really fight it. There's just, they just have to deal with it.
Yeah. That's really cool. Yeah, so we talked a little bit about your character development, like how you really stepped into this character. Were there any characters from any supernatural books or TV shows or movies that you drew inspiration from to create your character?
Not really, but I was still very inspired by how Teen Wolf told its stories.
Yeah.
Because not a lot of people know this, and I'm like gonna push this like hell for press. But I was in an episode of Teen Wolf.
Were you?
First episode of season 6, which was like a fan's dream come true, because I remember I started watching the show because of Sprayberry and Kylan being in the show.
Yeah.
Sprayberry, the same manager. We're really good friends.
Oh, cool. I just did an interview with him and Kylan.
I know. Yeah.
Super cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, Sprayberry's chill. So is Kylan. And I was really good friends with them. And I remember when the show was coming out, or season 4 was coming out, and I went to a premiere at the MTV offices with Sprayberry and all those guys. I got to meet the other Dylan and Tyler and Lyndon, Jeff for the first time. This was before Teen Wolf. And I was just like blown away by the show. I was like, this is amazing. I was like 13 or 14. Teen Wolf became my favorite show for the next few years. And I got an audition for it, pure, I guess, coincidence, for this small role. That was one episode. Read for it, booked it, got to shoot with Lyndon and Tyler and O'Brien and all those guys. And even Dillian and Victoria. And it was just a really cool experience. I was like, oh my God, I'm on the set of Teen Wolf. Like, this is insane.
Yeah.
I would say, I think maybe even Sprayberry's character is similar to Austin in some ways.
Cool.
In some, they're not by any means like identical, like replicas,
but
I would say they deal with things in similar ways. I wouldn't say I was inspired by that character to do Austin, but now I'm kind of seeing the connection now that I'm talking about it.
Yeah, it's so full circle for you. That's probably so cool to have had that experience, and now working with Jeff in like really intimate capacity, that's really cool. So is there anything specific that you did outside of filming to get into your character, or to maybe like build up those parts of your character that weren't natural to who you were, to kind of make those aspects resonate a little bit more?
Let me think. That's a good question. Again, I think with Austin, he's an amplification of what makes me an intense person, an overthinker, someone who's very guarded, who doesn't show that they're guarded. And someone with just a lot of, he's also got like a lot of like random talents, which you'll see in the show. He's just like, he pulls that you're just like, where did this even come from? But it's like funny because you don't expect this character to have those layers, but he does.
Yeah.
But I would say just because when you're shooting a show, you're kind of in this like bubble where you're shooting with this crew for so long and you're hanging out with this cast for so long. And I would say even off of set, I would inherit traits of Austin. I would say my lifestyle was more of a reaction to what I was doing with Austin than vice versa, than trying to prepare for it. And it helped me develop him through his whole arc in the show. And yeah, I don't have any more thing to say on that.
No, that's so interesting. That's really cool to hear. Okay, so speaking of like downtime, was there anything that you did? Yeah. Okay. So tell us about your downtime on set, what that was like, any fun things that you would like do or any behind the scenes kind of memories that will just stick with you forever.
Most of my downtime was off of set. I've visited set just cause, on the last couple of days.
Okay.
I would just like watch shots. I remember like Zach and Rainer used to do that too. They would just show up to set, especially for, there's one episode is like ridiculous. It's episode 5.
Okay.
It's like the fun, but like also ridiculous episode. And
can I ask what you mean by ridiculous? Like what's the vibe?
I don't know if I'll be killed if I say okay. It, but it's just a lot of characters get together and do okay. some really fun stuff. Cool. And it's one of the only episodes, if not the only episode of the show, that's not so like grounded and serious. It kind of takes it and like, you know, middle of the season, like got to keep people interested and yeah. like introduce some crazy stuff. It's a crazy episode. So cool. Sick. But we were stuck in that mansion for like 2 weeks, all nighters.
Really?
Right. Yeah. 7 to 7 shoots, just like grinding away. And we were definitely going insane. That was our asylum for a little bit.
Yeah. Was that tough filming overnight?
Not really. You get used to it.
Okay.
You know, when you're on set, you kind of become a princess and you're like, ooh, 7 to 7. It's not really that big of a deal. You just like change your sleep schedule. And if you lose a few hours of sleep, like who cares?
Yeah. But
it's just like you get into the habit. Like you wake up and you're probably an hour away from your call. So you make breakfast. I used to order stuff for lunch because my original hotel didn't have a kitchen. So I would order something to go to set and just like, you know, you just have to plan ahead.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Much.
You might have already said this, but where did this film?
Atlanta.
Okay. So.
Shoot a lot of stuff there. They did like.
Yeah.
They did Walking Dead. Yeah, they did Walking Dead.
Yeah. No, they do a ton of stuff there.
They did the movie too, Teen Wolf movie.
Yeah, they did. Did you like it out there? Because it's so different from, I assume you're based in LA. Like, did you like being in Atlanta?
I love it. It's my new home.
Yeah? Like, literally? Yeah. Like, you live there now?
Well, I want to.
Okay.
Remember, I just, the vibe I got, because I remember when I got off of this show, like, not even that long ago. It was like 2 months.
Yeah.
And I was like, I do not feel at home in my own home in LA. Like, wow. I've just spent so much time in Atlanta, and I, like... Yeah. I don't know. I like the people there, sort of like the food there, but I just, you know, again, you're kind of in this like set bubble.
Yeah.
And it's like a magical thing for a lot of actors.
Yeah. But
yeah. Totally. I loved it. And yeah. It was cool. There was a one point where we were shooting and we got to meet a lot of the Teen Wolf movie cast.
Oh, cool.
I didn't meet a lot. It was mostly the four. Like, they had to meet them. They were like, you know, meet the guys from Teen Wolf. I just wanted to reunite with Dylan, pretty much.
Yeah.
And I also got to meet Vince.
Cool. Who's,
really cool. I did a self-tape for him once, which was fun.
Nice.
And I got to see Lyndon again. So it was cool. And it was an episode that's... Episode 4 is also really cool. That's a big episode for my character as well.
Cool.
And, there were some things I had to do on the Teen Wolf movie set while they were filming. So I got to be with the, you know, prosthetic people from Teen Wolf, and it was a really cool thing.
Wow. Okay. And speaking of self-tapes, this is something you said I wanted to ask you about earlier. So when you got the last minute audition and you said you had a party and you had like 20 minutes and you mentioned your mom. So did your mom line read with you?
Sometimes. Yeah. Mostly. Yeah?
So she's just down. That's so fun.
It depends on the character.
Really?
Reading like against me. Like if I'm in this, like if I audition for like a ridiculous, like Kyle Mooney or Tim Robinson project, I'd probably get my friend Cyrus.
Yeah.
Or like if I'm in Atlanta, I'd probably, you know, my mom's not there. So yeah. I did some of my tapes with Zach. The acting coach on Wolfpack, Beth, was also very generous to be able to. I didn't get that many tapes in Atlanta, but I wouldn't say I don't think I had 20 minutes to do it. I think, of course, I would have pushed something back to do a tape. So I realistically left like an hour after I got it because I was just doing it. And then, you know, I did a lot of takes of it. And then, you know, then I left. But yeah. I think a few weeks later, I don't remember how long, but I was at the mall because I was shopping for winter clothes. Or not winter clothes, but like just clothes for the cold and, you know, rain or anything like that. Because I was originally in from July to August, I was going to drama school in London.
Oh, cool.
For like a month. And I was just shopping for clothes at the mall. And then I get the call from my manager while I'm like planning my trip that I think I'm about to do.
Yeah.
Like, so by the way, you booked Wolfpack and they've expanded your character like extremely from what the audition originally was. I can't tell you how, but I was just like, that's sick. So at that point it was just shopping for summer clothes for the humid, muggy, horrible, hot weather that I love so much.
Totally. It's like you had to change your whole wardrobe approach after that. Yeah. That's so cool. That is so fun. What was it like working with Sarah? Of course, we have to ask that. And did you learn anything from her? Whether it was just like picking up cues? I mean, she's such a legend, right? And she's just... Yeah. I'm sure there was stuff that you learned, whether she taught you directly or whether you just kind of were observing. What was that whole process like?
I'd say it's more observational. We didn't talk that much on set. We do have a few scenes together. One of which is a really cool scene that's in the trailer.
Oh, nice. And
it's like dispersed around in the original teaser. It was cool seeing Sarah again because my mom used to be a jeweler. And Sarah was one of her clients.
Wow.
Like, I was a baby. And my mom went to her house at one point to like show some, I don't know, necklaces or earrings or whatever. And I was a baby. She'd bring me to these things. They're just like I'm in her arms. And then, you know, fast forward, I don't know, 15, 16 years, who knows? But fast forward and I see the cash sheet that they got Sarah for this show. And my mom was like, oh my God, I know her. I did jewelry for her. And I see her on set and I'm like, hey, I don't know if you remember me, but I'm Ann Mangini's son. She did jewelry for you a long time ago. She's like, yeah, I know. I looked you up. I was like, oh, so you know the connection. She's like, yeah, I saw Mangini and I recognized the name. I'm like, oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Did not need to do that, but that's super cool. Like,
yeah.
I would say observationally, she's very in it when she's acting. There's no moments of Sarah at like any point when she's acting. And I definitely aspire to that sort of acting because, you know, it is a job where you have to play a completely different person. So there's no real time to just be Rio, even though for the character you're pulling from your own experiences and emotions and characteristics. But for her, she's completely in it the whole time.
Wow.
And we share a lot of really cool moments.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. Can't wait to see it. And this, I feel like there's so many things that you shared today that are just such full circle moments for you with this show. Cool. So, so cool. Okay, we're going to wrap up soon here. Do you have three emojis that you can use to describe your character?
To describe my character?
Yeah.
Ooh. I have to look at them. Oh, wait, I don't have my phone. Let me see. I thought you were going to say to describe the show, in which case that would be like so easy.
Okay, you can do that. You can do that. Because we haven't, I mean, obviously none of us have seen it yet. So yeah, do the show.
Okay, I would say, no, I'm going to do my character now.
Okay.
I'm going to do the angry face that is bleeping the swear words. I'm going to do, what else? Let me just see really quick. There's so many. What the hell?
I feel like that swear word one, by the way, is like such a common one whenever I ask people to describe their character.
Really?
And yeah.
Do I have to like choose a new one now?
No, that's great. I love
it. I feel like I'm copying. I need to like be working different.
No, it's perfect.
Yeah, I'd say that one. I'd say the extreme petulance face. I would say the super scared one. You can interpret that however you will. And I'll throw in the brain emoji just because.
Nice. Awesome.
And then for the show, it'd be wolf, fire, and those two. It's like, that's simple.
I love it. Awesome. Thank you again for this great interview. We are so excited to see the show. And so pumped that we're able to connect with you and Dylan and Kylan in like such a short amount of time. So anyway, thanks again. It was great talking with you and we're excited to see the show.
Yeah, we're so excited. Thank you so much.
Yeah, have a good rest of your day. See you later.
Thank you. Don't forget to subscribe to Young Entertainment Magazine. Do it. Nice.